People sometimes ask me if I became the Ron Van Dam Show announcer because I love what Ron does and I love his comedy. Well, no. It's because Ron broke me out of a Tijuana prison back in 82 and smuggled me across the border in a suitcase in the trunk of a Yugo. And I still owe him for that. Muchas gracias, mi amigo. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm the one in the middle. Thanks for stopping by. Make yourself comfortable. I'll take it from here. Here's how this is going to work. I'm going to talk, and you're not going to say anything for a period of time. Oh, if life only were like that in reality. By law, I should be pointing out the exits, but I'm not going to because I'm afraid you're going to use them. No, I do have an interesting show today. It's going to be entertaining, enlightening, and I'm going to offer finger sandwiches throughout the entire experience. What more do you want from me? Welcome to the show. I have a special guest coming up a little bit later in the program. We're going to be talking about fashion and how you can look good. And I've got to tell you something. We have not been looking good for a couple of years now. I am really tired of going out in public and seeing people walking around in sweatpants. I mean, stop it. Stop. Sweatpants are something you wear in a gym or in your house. Don't go out wearing sweatpants. It's like you're walking around saying, I just don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care. I don't care how I look. I don't care. I just don't care. You need to care. It's part of civilization. You need to care about stuff. You can't walk around saying, I don't care. That's just a friendly reminder. I mean, come on, man. And I do have that question for you.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
All right. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that today. And it's important because the way you look is the way you feel. And this is a psychological world. It's psychological. It's the way you perceive things are the way they really are to you. And put some deodorant on. My God, you stink. Have some. And when somebody talks, listen to them. Don't interrupt them with your opinion. Sometimes it's not all about you. It's a 50-50. That's called an interaction, a conversation. I should open up a school of civilization. I know it doesn't sound like I would be the one that would be promoting something like this, but I got to tell you something. As we progress in our humanity, and there are air quotes all over that humanity part, as we progress, we get into the social media, all this kind of stuff. We are losing something called respect. Was it Aretha Franklin that even sang a song about it, or was it Justin Bieber? I don't even know the difference between the two, but I'll tell you something. Respect is the magic word. Respect's the magic word. If you have respect, then you've got some semblance of civilization. And we're losing respect right now. I try not to go on social media, although it's necessary for a lot of businesses to do so because that's the atmosphere that we've created. And if you don't get involved in that, you lose out. So now we're victims of this self-created destructive animal. As a matter of fact, in the news, if you don't follow the news, I know you don't come here for the news, and I'm not a news guy. I was, but I'm not anymore. But I'll tell you, Verizon is putting the word out. Watch out for a very strange spam situation. Yeah, I know spam is supposed to be that meat in a can. Yeah, I don't know. Now it's not. Now spam is people trying to coerce you into things by nasty means through text messages and emails and trying to take advantage of you. Here's the latest thing. Verizon says, watch out for these text messages that come not from a strange text message thing, but actually come from yourself. How is this possible? And it happened to me yesterday, and I didn't know what it was. Then I watched the news, and they told me, watch out for the very thing that I got yesterday. It's a text message to your phone from yourself. It freaked me out. I got a little sound on my phone. My phone makes all kinds of sounds. I mean, I think it has gas. It makes all kinds of sounds when someone's trying to contact me through any means whatsoever. And it made a little sound. And I went to my phone because I am I'm a Pavlov's dog as far as that's concerned. If my phone makes a sound, I run to the phone. What does my phone want from me? It's society calling me, beckoning me from afar. I go to the phone, it's a text message, and the phone number from which the text message is coming from is my phone number. I'm sending a text message to myself, but I didn't send it. My first thought is someone's done something to me. I've been personally invaded. Someone has my phone number and is using my phone number to contact me at my phone number. This is very, very odd. There was a Twilight Zone episode. Millennials have no idea what I'm talking about. Twilight Zone was a television show, Rod Serling. It was a fantastic show. Very archaic back then, but at the same time, everything was archaic back then. And there was like strange things, just strange things that happened, and it was a weird show. There's this guy sitting in an office. This is the episode I'm describing. Guy sitting in the office, and he gets a phone call, and he picks up the phone, and he says in his office, at his office desk, he says, hello, and it's him on the phone calling himself. It's like, hello? Yes, hello. This is me calling you. Whoa, I'm getting a phone call from me. How's that possible? Because this was the days of telephones, by the way. People don't even know what I'm talking about. So now you update this to today, and you can get a text message from yourself. And it's asking you to open a link. And the idea is when you open the link, you go to a place where they can steal all your information. That's what people do. That's how we live. We give ourselves technology, then we screw ourselves up with the very technology that we created. In other words, we open up a door for great evil. It's the same as we did the thing where we split atoms and stuff, and we made nuclear weapons in order to secure ourselves. Now they're a threat to end society as we know it. I mean, we create things, and evil people find a way to use the very thing we created to destroy us. And that is social media. That is communications. We have devised ways to destroy ourselves in the guise of doing something good. In any event, the message to you, and you should be able to get something out of this show someday. The message is, if you get a text message from yourself, I mean, you're supposed to go, wait a minute. Yeah, you would naturally do that. But don't click on the link. Just delete the message or go online, and Verizon has a whole thing set up where you can forward that text message to them. And I don't know what the hell they do with it. Probably they can't do anything. Maybe they'll take your phone number away. I don't know. Do what you want. But don't click on the link and then delete that text message. Seems simple, but here's the problem. There are some people that have no common sense whatsoever. It doesn't exist. It's not part of their brain. And I know people like this. Unfortunately, I know people like this. People who have no common sense and can't figure anything out. Well, there's a link. I'll click on it. No, schmuck. Don't. Have some common sense. There are people that walk through life believing everything they hear without checking it out. We went through that for 4 years with that stupid presidency. Did you hear what Trump is doing now? Do you remember Trump in a speech, in a public speech? I mean, this is a definition of treason. In a public speech, Trump says, Russia, if you can hear me, send me all the text messages, send me all the emails from Hillary Clinton. Help me out, Russia. Oh, they did. This is what Trump does. He connects with our mortal enemies who try to take over the world and calls them brilliant and impressive. Come on, man. Now he's asking Russia, in the middle of a war, he's asking Russia to get some dirt on Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Apparently, the wife of the mayor of Moscow, apparently, according to Trump, gave Hunter Biden $3 million for something. And Trump is asking Vladimir Putin to help him out with finding the dirt on Joe Biden's son. Seriously, this has been answered many times over. The company that Biden's son was connected with, not worked with, but connected with somehow, received money but it didn't go to Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden had nothing to do with it whatsoever. Actually, flip that around. It was Donald Trump that was trying to open up hotels in Moscow and to make deals with Russia. Actually, be careful what you ask for, Trump. It might open another trunk of your misgivings in dealing with Russia in order to get kickbacks, in order to do a hotel. So let's not go there, Donnie. Anne Marie, as a matter of fact. Donnie Anne Marie. All right, that's enough. My guest joins me momentarily. She is a friend and a very impressive woman. She is a fashion designer. She has released her new website. It's exciting. I like it because it makes people just proud of themselves. Just, you know, everybody and every body is impressive. And if you carry yourself in an impressive manner, you shall therefore be impressive. If you go through life with your shoulders back and your head held high, that's the way people will regard you. And that's the way you'll regard yourself even more importantly. When you stand up straight and you look good, it's you that feels good. So, we'll do that momentarily. By the way, what day of the week is this? Is this Thursday? It's Wednesday?
God.
Ever since I turned my clock forward, I have no idea. I turned my clock forward only 45 minutes. I figured, why go the full hour? That's a little too much. Apparently, you're supposed to do the full hour. I don't know. And you're supposed to change your batteries in both your smoke detectors and your vibrators. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. We'll be right back after this short commercial word.
Looking for a fun night out? Check out that bar near your house, now featuring live entertainment all weekend. Friday night, it's one guy and a guitar playing 90s cover tunes and original songs about his recent breakup. Catch a dose of classic rock on Saturday nights with that band fronted by that chick you knew in high school who's still pretty hot after a couple drinks. Sunday afternoons, it's three old guys and a hipster doing their very best to play jazz. And don't miss the big hot Sunday dance party with your DJ, the bartender's second wife's stepson with those weird things in his ears. It's all happening this weekend at that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Alicia Carey joins us now. She's a frequent guest on the show. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Ron. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Alicia's going to make an announcement that I've been waiting for a while to hear, and here it is.
Okay, here we go. Drum roll.
Yeah.
I'd like to announce that there has been a relaunch of the Couture by Alicia website, and we are very excited. It's been a while in coming. We were sort of delayed by the pandemic, but you know, you can't keep a good woman or a good brand or a good entrepreneur down. So we're back, baby, and better than ever before. I'm very excited.
It's fantastic. We have talked on this program about some of your fashions and the fashion sense and many of the people in your network. And it's just, it's exhilarating. It's innovative, and now we can certainly visit. Let me start from the top because people are hearing this right now. What is the website address?
Absolutely. We'll start from the top. The address site is Couture by Alicia, and that's CouturebY, then my name, Alicia, which is ELES like Sam, IA.
That's it. That's it. And what will we see when we go there?
Well, hopefully you'll see a lot of things that you like and want to buy and shop. It is a combination of we have our ready-to-wear collection that's available. We also have accessories. We also have the ever-popular, popular-selling, the carry bag, which is spelled C-A-R-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a iconic bag, and it will be a bag that not only withstand the test of time, but I predict that it's going to be a bag like no other that you've never seen, along the likes of the Chanel bag, along the likes of the Celine bag, along the likes of the Hermes bag. So yeah, it's I predict. Amazing, amazing things for it. And I'm sure when you guys take a look at the bag, you'll see it and you will agree with me. And order, small, medium, and large.
All right. This is a very exciting time as well for fashion because more women of various cultures are getting involved with some exciting and different types of ideas. But on top of that, this pandemic thing. Did you hear about the pandemic thing?
Yeah, briefly.
It's starting to wane. I don't know who Wayne is. It's starting to wane and go away, and people are all of a sudden going out again, going to offices, going to restaurants. The spring is here. People go out of the house, and they're putting pants on. They're putting on skirts and dresses like they didn't do for 2 years. It's an emergence, and it's very exciting, really.
It is a reemergence. And you know what? It is like we're coming out of cocoon. And I always feel that no matter what the situation is, Ron, that good comes out of it. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic has taught us a lot of things. It has taught us to be resilient. It has taught us to be resourceful. It has taught us that we can overcome all obstacles. Mm-hmm. And it's also taught us how to band together. So one of the things that it taught me as an entrepreneur, as a woman, as a Black woman, is that I can overcome, and also I can utilize what has held me back to propel me forward. So during the time of the pandemic, when we had time alone, it gave me a time and chance to rebrand. It gave me a chance to think about my brand and the direction of, I also have other companies, of where I want to go to. And it taught me new skills. So it was, while it was not the best of times, or they say it was kind of the worst of times, I would say it gave me and many others like me, probably including yourselves, chances to learn, to reflect, and to hopefully use what we learn to propel us forward to the next level.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. The term couture, I love to say it that way, is a very classy term. Is that actually what it represents? What is the broad spectrum of that word?
Okay, well, the term couture, it is a high end, if you, we should say high end fashion.
Yes.
There is also ready to wear, which is perhaps a little less than the high end, mm-hmm. but couture is original high end fashion, and I love the word because it represents ultimate excellence. And the first letter in my name starts with E, and I always say that. What I do, E, stands for excellence. So the word couture applies to my collection because I feel that every part, every aspect of my collection is stamped with excellence, mm-hmm. and that is unified with the word couture. So therefore, couture, then by, and who else but Alicia. So yes, well, I am using that to represent the excellence in the level of fashion that I put into my collection, every aspect of my collection.
Yeah. Well, for the human race, it's time to get out and show your stuff. And that's what people are doing. Is it advisable that every woman, for example, should have a fine line of clothing? It doesn't have to be like zillions of dollars, but some small line in their closet where it's a go-to. This is what I wear when I want to feel good.
You know what, Ron? You always ask the best questions. I don't know. I just have to honor you, first of all, for being an excellent interview, as always. Now, this is National Women's Month, and let me just say this to say this. Women, unlike women and men, differ in certain aspects, but when it comes to fashion, women, we have this thing where sometimes if things are not necessarily, we're having an off day or off moment, we find, I would say, comfort in a piece or an article of clothing, or even sometimes a lipstick, a makeup, or a pair of shoes that give us that special lift. And for me, and maybe other women as well, I really do believe we have called go-to, like you said, go-to pieces or anchor pieces. And every woman, in my opinion, should have an anchor bag. That means it's a little bit more than its cost and worth more than a little bit than sort of your regular standard shopping bag or kick-around bag. It's an anchor piece that you paid money for, and it has... You have pride in it, and so that when you wear it, you feel this level of excellence, dare I say. Yeah. And also a go-to coat, both for the winter time and for the springtime, that makes you feel once again just like spring in your step. And finally, I also believe that a woman should have a go-to pair of shoes in different heights. And those are the ones that you rely on. Like I said, we rely on these pieces, these anchor pieces, to give us, you know, this special lift or special feel of confidence. Mm-hmm. And when we when we put it on, or where we apply that lipstick and we put on the pair of shoes and we wear that special bag, when we go outside or go to a meeting or go to a function, nobody can tell us anything because we are on another level, and the confidence level is to the moon. So yeah, I do believe that we should have that. And I believe men should have that as well. But as it pertains to women in National History Month, I really believe that we should invest in these signature pieces that are not just good for today, 2022, but when we buy them, it's an investment that's going to be good for years to come and something that we can pass on to our children or to our family members.
You know what I'm always impressed about with you is not only are you a fashion designer and you have a collection, but you you kind of deal in like the psychology of wardrobe. And it's because there's more behind just a material or an idea. It goes further than that. And we see that in the work that you do.
You know what, Ron, thank you. Yes, I do. I do believe in the psychology of wardrobe because I'm a living testimony of that. I'm serious. There are times that I even if I'm just running an errand, or let's just say the other day I went to do laundry, I wore one of my collection, the Alicia coat, and it's a coat. My collection, let me just start off with, it's meant to be a, how to put it, it's meant to accentuate. It's meant to give a feeling of, I want to say, confidence, sexuality. It's meant to uplift so that the coat itself is fitted. I don't mean tight. I mean fitted to the form. And I'm not talking that a form has to be a size 0 or a size 8. I'm talking to, I actually have my collection runs from 0 actually to 24. It's meant to actually accentuate the form of the individual wearing it. So whatever size you are, it will fit to the form. That gives you a feeling when you're held in like that, and when you're feeling this secureness around you with the fabric, it gives you that self-confidence. Because sometimes I feel when we wear baggy clothes, and there's nothing wrong with that because I do own sweats, I'm like anybody else. But when you have something that fits to your form, it kind of lifts you up a little bit. Your shoulders go back a little higher. Yes. You know what I mean? It commands you to walk a certain way. It commands you to feel a certain way. So even though I was doing laundry and I had my sweats on and I had my sneaks, I had a really nice coat on, and I felt a little bit, I don't know, cuter. You know, and it does something for that self-esteem. That's what I go for in the collection. It's a collection that exudes confidence in the wearer. Wow. If that makes sense.
It sure do. the great thing is that we can all visit the renovation site and see it newly constructed and take a peek at all the wonderful things that we can visualize now and actually see. Again, the website, please.
Couture by Alicia, and that is CouturebyElis like Sam, IA.com.
Excellent. And she is Alicia Carey, and thank you so much for your time today, and we look forward to making that visitation. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Whatever you may do today, do it with a smile on your face. You'll see how much better that feels. Until tomorrow, I wish you peace.
Ready for your next good time out with friends? Then come to karaoke night at that bar near your house. Grab the mic and belt out your favorites, or grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the show. You'll see things like 12 drunk girls singing Love Shack, all in different keys. Check out the nice old lady who only performs Patsy Cline tunes, and her gray-haired gentleman partner, who apparently only knows Sinatra. Feel the love and warmth of a heartfelt ballad sung by a young man with a beautiful soprano voice who hasn't come out to his parents yet. Thrill to frat boys jacked up on tequila shots and Red Bull trying to pull off 90s gangster rap, or that Fall Down, Get Up Again song by Chumbawamba. And clap along to that one girl who auditioned for American Idol once, singing like she's auditioning for American Idol. All this and more musical notes never before performed by a human voice at karaoke night at that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.